Craig Vozzo, West Coast General Manager of Football, has been good enough to join us for a chat. So we'll have a chat to Craig and head back to your calls on the Werribee Kia open line. So 1300 736 736 is the number. 1300 736 736. Welcome to you, Craig. Great to have you on. Firstly, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Dwayne. Good to be with you.
So where are you placed at the moment? Are you up north or are you home?
Up north, yeah. We've got another 2 weeks. Was going to be Richmond. It's now Sydney on Saturday. And then we're fixtured at this point to play Adelaide the following round.
So how have you found life in the hub? Your players have obviously struggled.
Yeah, look, I think it's been definitely on field. We're playing nowhere near where we need to be. We have struggled on field and we've got plenty of improvement to do and plenty of things to work on. The hub itself is a really interesting experience. It's just very different, and trying to establish a routine for the staff and then for the players is challenging. Having said that, the AFL have been terrific in terms of their staffing and their ability to and will to help, set up training, venues, set up gyms, recovery facilities, etc. So we train in three different ovals. We've got two different gyms that we use, separate recovery facilities. So it is an interesting logistical issue, and establishing a routine is the thing that is quite a challenge.
Was the public complaint by your coach detrimental to your team's mindset?
No, I don't think so. At that point, the position was we'd left, and no regrets at all, even to this day. We left because we needed to assist and play our part in getting the competition up and running for the wider good. The issue that we had at that point in time was, and the AFL were quite good about it in the sense that they knew that we needed to have a return date established for our players and our staff, so that they could work towards and plan towards that. I think I don't think it affected mindset. I think Adam did the right thing from his leadership point of view. Having said that, we're not playing well enough, and we've got too many players out of form and not enough team synergy. So there's plenty to work on, but I feel that there's more than that at play.
So can you give me a rough excuse, Craig? If we can't blame the hub, we can't blame the coach's complaint about the mindset situation, should we read more into you losing your last three games last year? Is this a problem with your list?
No, I don't offer any excuses. We've just got to get better. We're not playing well enough. Our round one form was very good, and we felt we were on the right path. After we obviously didn't have the players like everyone else for a couple of months. We felt they were in the right place physically, but we just haven't had. Like our contest has been off at times, and our ball movement as well. So it's a combination of factors, Dwayne. It's not an excuse. We need to work harder and double down on the things that have made us good. And there's no way other than to work extra hard and have key focuses and good leadership to get us through this. And I'm confident we'll have all those things, but it's going to take some time. It's a challenge. Other people will face the same challenges as us through the year, but they're not an excuse for performance.
So you're going to have the scales moved extraordinarily quickly back in your favour from the way we see it, Craig. You're expecting to have teams flow through Perth and maybe more than was initially expected a week ago. Now you might have teams flowing through Perth for 7 or 8, 9, 10 weeks where you stay home.
Possibly. We haven't been told anything beyond playing Fremantle at this point. And obviously that's looking towards Geelong and Collingwood over the ensuing couple of weeks after that. But I think the AFL are considering a couple of options outside of Perth. Obviously, Adelaide has become an issue today with the hard border to Victorians coming into play in terms of the quarantine factor. So not sure. It may well do that. But, we've got to get better. It won't matter where we're playing. If we're playing in the way that we have over probably the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's some work to do, whether it's in Perth, Victoria, wherever it might be. We've got to get it right.
So it starts this week, and now your fixtures change. So you're playing against the Sydney Swans on Saturday. So how much does that change in terms of your mindset? Because I suppose the situation was such that you were starting to get a little worried as to how long you're going to be there. Now, all of a sudden, you get this one done, you get a win in the bank, and then you go home. It does open up for you big time to resurrect your season pretty quickly.
Yeah, look, we're only at round five, so there's no need to panic. But we do need to get a win, and as you know, as well as anybody, a win can change things greatly in a football club, both in terms of confidence and process. So when not a lot changed when the news came yesterday, Richmond to Sydney for us. I think from the players, it was a normal start to a week. So it was more for our oppo guys and coaches who are preparing to play Richmond. And have done a U-turn and now have to do a whole lot of work to get ready for Sydney. But that's a good challenge and we're up for it.
So McGovern in for Schofield. He's okay. He's fit.
Looking good. Yeah, he's doing more and more. We've got main training tomorrow, so I'd expect he'll do a good portion of that. And getting the extra couple of days is very much in his favour and feeling quite positive that he'll be available.
Turn to Craig Vozzo, West Coast General Manager of football. Craig, so your advice to Geelong, your advice to Collingwood, your advice to teams going into a hub to get it right first up, given that it was trial and error for you?
Yeah, look, we're talking to some of those clubs to sort of give them tips on what we found worked and haven't. I think routine is the real critical thing that you need to fall into as quickly as possible. The other thing, we've got quite a unique list, so it's a bit different to some of the others. We've got 10 or so young fathers who don't have their kids with them, and that obviously creates its own issues, which a number of the clubs won't have to deal with. I think Richmond might be quite similar to us in that sense, but a lot of the other clubs aren't quite the same in terms of number. But that's an issue that we've had to help sort of provide some advice and guidance to those guys. So there's that aspect as well. But the major one is routine and making the environment feel as close as you can to a football club and the rigours and routine around a training schedule and how you go about things in preparation for a game.
So are there some players that found it more difficult than others? Have they tapped into your mental health people whilst there?
Definitely. Yeah, most certainly. Yep. No doubt. I think what's been fantastic for us is we've got a good, solid group of first to 4 years, and most of them are no partners, no children, and have really enjoyed the experience and really trained and played at a high level with energy, have made the most of the circumstances. There's been others, though, mainly the guys that are pretty close family people, and this is the first long period of time they spent away from their children and their partner, and they've had other challenges to deal with, and that goes to some staff as well, to be honest. In the sphere of players, it definitely has impacted some players more than others, and that's a tricky thing to deal with because we all think about things differently, and we all have different triggers that set us off and need to be dealt with.
So is there a direct correlation between those that have had anxiety issues or have found it mentally tough and their performance, as opposed to those that have enjoyed it may have performed okay?
I think there is, yeah. I think there certainly is. As you know, you need to play well at AFL football in any environment. You have to have the right mental state on and off the field, and sometimes it's difficult in this environment to achieve that for some of the guys, and I think there is a correlation. I'm not offering that as an excuse, just an observation.
So in hindsight, if you had to hub again, would there be some that would elect not to come given their experience this time?
I haven't asked that question, and it would be an interesting one to ask at the right time. Or it might even be that you might guide people in a different direction with the decision with the benefit of hindsight.
And every player having to be there the whole time, is would there be an opportunity, do you think, to advise other clubs that some players might only want to stay for a week or two, to have some come late and some leave early?
The problem, Duane, with all that, from a Western Australian club point of view, is the quarantining factor back in Perth. And now, with some of the hard borders, you have to quarantine once you get to that state as well. So one of the issues, and I'm going back to the question you asked me about Adam at the time, that you need to bear in mind is all of our guys and staff, when we go back to Perth, we've got an additional 2 weeks of home quarantine, which is very restrictive and obviously government regulated. So in addition to wherever you're staying in the particular state to play football, when you go back home, you have to live in a very much home quarantine situation. And at that point, we were still facing hotel type scenario because the home quarantine hadn't been guaranteed. So there's a lot of complexities, and it'll be dependent on where each club is coming from in terms of the quarantine arrangements, where they're moving to and where they go back. So it's quite a complex scenario with not one answer, unfortunately.
So will Schofield go home? Has he gone home?
No, Will's here. Had a good chat to him yesterday with Adam, and just reinforced to him that what he did was pretty much out of character. Been with our club for a long period of time, played nearly 200 games, and probably spilled over on the field and shouldn't have done what he did. But we still have great faith and confidence in Will, and you know he'll have a role to play with our younger guys for the rest of the trip here. And in terms of setting some standards off-field as well as on.
Is it fair to put him in that direct correlation bracket, an out-of-character experience because he's found it tough or not?
You need to talk to him direct. My observation is it's been tough for a group of our guys with young families, and Will's definitely one of those. I think he'd say the same thing. It would be my guess. But, yeah, he'd be one of those, I think.
Where do you expect your round six game will be, Craig?
Well, at this stage, they're saying it's Adelaide in Brisbane at the Gabba on the 11th of July. But, you know, we're ready for anything that may change. Yeah. With the latest South Australian border suggestion, that may need the AFL to change fixturing altogether to account for things that were previously not accounted for, and that may need Adelaide to have a different fixture or us. So we just need to be nimble and ready for that. But at this stage, we're preparing, our upper guys are preparing to play Adelaide on the 11th of July at the Gabba.
Okay, and could it be played in Adelaide, or could you actually be going home earlier than you thought?
It won't be played in Adelaide, I wouldn't have thought. That would be really difficult for us logistically, remembering we've got all of our gear has been transported across to Queensland for 6 weeks or whatever it is, and then moving all of that to Adelaide and then to Perth is a logistical nightmare. So I'd be hopeful it will be in Queensland. I'm just not sure whether it will remain Adelaide. We're preparing as if it is, but if it isn't, we'll deal with whatever cards we're given.
And you certainly wouldn't be upset if you went home early.
No, definitely not. That hasn't been suggested to us, but we're up for the extra time here if we need to. But if we need to go back, great. We'll be in home quarantine at that point in time, working on some conditions for our players to continue training whilst in home quarantine. So a bit of work to do with the WA government on those at the moment. But, they're all interesting times, and, yeah, we'll get there.
Great to have you, Craig. I really appreciate you joining me. It's a logistical nightmare for you, and I really appreciate your honesty. So thanks again.
Pleasure, Duane. Nice to speak.